College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Colonel Mannion, it is an absolute pleasure to speak with you again. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, great, Nick. Great to be with you this morning.
Great to be with
you
as well. We are doing excellent. Obviously, thank you so much for everything that you have done in service and obviously with the Travis Mannion Foundation. When we highlight these veterans each month, it's a pleasure, and we've done a few of them, and this one definitely hits home. So we're grateful for a couple of your minutes here on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it's great to be with you here, for sure. And when it comes to talking about highlighting veterans, can't highlight our young veterans, our post 9/11 veterans more than anything. We need to keep recognizing what they're all about for our country. So
no question.
Great to be here.
Yes. Let me start with this one. Obviously, a major holiday coming up tomorrow. Personally, what does the 4th of July mean to you, Colonel Mannion?
Well, you know, having lost a son in defense of our freedoms, I mean, it means everything to me, Nick. When you think about our country today and where we've come from, and you think of, you know, we just got finished celebrating D-Day anniversary and all the momentous occasions, and you think about our Independence Day here, and you tie that all together with what's happening around the world, and you think about the young men and women that are stepping forward to serve our country and protect our freedoms. And then you tie that together with Ronald Reagan, you know, his famous quote of, you know, freedom is only a generation away. You know, us and our country, and I'm sitting in South Jersey and a beautiful day down here. And, you know, you just think about all that we have and how quickly we could lose it. It's in a way it's kind of overwhelming, but it's great to see everyone to come together and celebrate what we're all about, because I think as a country, we need to figure out a way to all come together. And maybe it's times like the 4th of July where we can figure out a way to do that. Better than we have been, right?
Yeah.
Better than we have been.
Well said. So I think 99% of our audience knows about Travis Mannion, the Travis Mannion Foundation, but our audience is always expanding and growing. So for the few out there that might not be aware of everything that the foundation does, that we do with Radiothon, tell my audience a little bit about Travis the man and also what led to his path and of, you know, serving the country and going down the road he decided to go down career-wise.
Yeah, Travis, you know, we're a local family in the Philadelphia area, and Travis was very involved in athletics at LaSalle High School and had an opportunity from there to get into the Naval Academy as a wrestler for the Naval Academy. Did his 4 years there, and while he was there, 9/11 happened, and like he and all his classmates, they were inspired to go defend our freedoms, and he left shortly after his graduation for his first tour in Iraq. And on his second tour in Iraq on April 29th, 2007, we lost him. He was caught in an enemy ambush with he and his Marines. And he was credited with saving the entire patrol. He's the only one that didn't make it back. But, you know, we're super proud of him. And his mom set up a small memorial fund, and before we knew it, she had grown it to a level that we never expected. And part of that was, you know, Travis and who he was and what he represented for the country. And the momentum's been incredible for the foundation, where we started, where we are now across the country. And you know, a lot of it is hinged on Travis and who he was as a person and his ethos of if not me, then who, before he was going back for a second tour when he was asked why he had to go back by his brother-in-law, he said, hey, if I don't go, who's going to my place? If not me, then who? And those words just kind of resonate, and it resonates with the next generation. And we're working with veterans around the country. We're most importantly, we talked about the 4th of July and what it means, and we talk about the next generation. And part of what we do is an organization is we get our veterans and our families of the fallen, and we get in front of these young people, and we talk to them about if not me, then who, and we talk to them about character, and we talk to them about what this country is all about and freedom. And, you know, it just sort of gels and keeps growing for us. So we're extremely excited and really thankful for our partnership with you guys. You guys have been tremendous for us and have helped us to do so much.
It's the 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight here on Kale & Company. We do this the first Wednesday of every month at 9:30. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Tom Mannion, our guest this morning. So, Colonel Mannion, you co-wrote Brothers Forever. I have a copy of the book in my living room. It's a great book, and it's about the bond between Travis and his Naval Academy roommate, Brendan Looney. Can you tell us a little bit about the two and how the bond they shared was so special, and give us kind of a Cliff Note version of the book that you contributed with?
Sure. Yeah, sure, Nick. I got an opportunity to get over to Iraq. I was hearing a lot about what Travis had done in Iraq with his Marines, and I had a sense that we had to get out there and tell the stories. If we don't tell the stories, the next generation, you know, won't know what these heroes have done for us. So I went over there and spent some time with the Iraqis. And as I came back and prepared to write a story about Travis and his Marines, his great friend and roommate at the Naval Academy, Navy SEAL Brendan Looney, was killed in action in Afghanistan. And I came back, and we went down to the Looney's home, and were there with their family, and just sort of the worst nightmare for them. And, you know, we knew 3 years prior, having gone through it with Travis, tried to be there to support him. And as I thought about my opportunity to write the story for the next generation, I realized it was the bigger story of all these guys and what they'd sacrificed. And so that was sort of the backdrop for me to tell the story of Travis and Brendan, because they had spent so much time at the Naval Academy together. Travis left to serve in the Marines and two tours in combat. Brendan was on his second tour in combat as a Navy SEAL. He had just on his 59th combat mission, if you can believe that, when we lost him. And just telling the story of these guys and their character and how they love this country and why they put on the uniform to defend it, and the symbolism of it, really. And, you know, as it all came out, it turns out that we had Travis buried up in Pennsylvania. Brendan was moved in from San Diego, and we had never gotten Travis settled in Pennsylvania, because there was some talk after we lost him that he really wanted to be in Arlington. We moved Brendan into Arlington, and when Brendan's wife was asked where she wanted Brendan, she said she wanted him in Arlington next to Travis. And so the Department of Army moved mountains to help us, and we reinterred Travis, and we moved him down to Arlington, and we had a service for Travis down there a day before we moved Brendan in. So, you know, sort of symbolic of Arlington and what it means for our country and all the sacrifice. If you go down to Section 60, you'll see side by side Lieutenant Travis Mannion and Lieutenant Brendan Looney there in Arlington together. And, you know, it's just these guys are the best of the best. And so, you know, when you think about honoring our service members, there's so many that you guys could honor. And, you know, I appreciate all you do to get them on the air and listen to their stories. And that's part of what we're all about in the foundation, is being there to support them and to help them, and not only help them, but have them out in front of our next generation so they can help us. They have so much to offer. We're there as a, it's probably a support, mostly a support system to help them make an impact, further impact for our country.
Colonel Tom Mannion, thank you so much for everything you have done, for everything you continue to do, and have a great 4th of July. It's a pleasure to chat with you.
You too, Nick. Thanks a lot. Thanks again for all you're doing. Have a great 4th.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.